Well, hello, gentlemen. It's a big day here in the UK. I don't know, it's something about a king or something or other. And I can't begin to think of the amount of money it's going to be costing today. I wonder who's paying for that. And of course, loads of pheromones will be there to get their attention they require. They'll probably be wearing a Union Jack bikini. Yes, it'd still be a strip-off job, just maybe a few flags stuck on them somewhere. The modern pheromones are completely fake. In other words, everything you see and the way they act, it is all an act. It's just a persona. But that's nothing new. I saw that in pheromones many, many years ago. The nature of a pheromone, the closest thing I can think of that has a lot of matches, is basically spoilt, obnoxious children. And that doesn't matter how old the pheromone gets. Think about it, if you criticize her in any way, she starts yelling and screaming, maybe even storm off. And of course, the trouble is with social media and the media in general. It used to be the husband had to listen to the whining, the moaning, the I'm a victim, causing dramas all about nothing. No, that was the husband's problem and the long-term boyfriend. But because of social media, they come on the social media and give it to everybody. You notice they're always hard done by. And all their nagging and moaning is directed at other pheromones. No, it's always directed towards men. Us men just ain't good enough. I myself personally try to avoid all pheromones everywhere. It doesn't matter whether they're slim, big, pretty, ugly, attractive, whatever. Generally speaking, they're just not very nice people anymore. Or they never probably were. And by the look of it, a lot of men are feeling the same way I do. They're walking away. Pheromones are only offering men one thing. Of course, that's all they ever offered them. Men are tired of being a slave and pheromones' punching bag. They want to be free from the nagging and the moaning and the shaming that everything is their fault and not the pheromones' bad decisions. A lot of pheromones have got into positions in companies because the companies have to hire them by law. And even if they're useless at their job and cause chaos and drama, the company can't get rid of them either. It means that the company isn't working correctly and is basically broken. Generally, most pheromones don't take accountability for the failures, and everybody else is far too scared to tell them. So the pheromones do it again, double down. And you see this in society nowadays. Everything is failing. Before it was just this company, that company, whatever. Now it's the infrastructure. And of course, the biggest casualty of it all is quality of life. For those men out there who are still white knighting these pheromones, although there's not as many, you are helping to create this monster that will devour you as well. Of course, the mainstream media is fully focused on pheromones. They are pushing the narrative. Today is the big day for the king, apparently. But the pictures you will see in the newspapers or on the media will be of pheromones and how they are celebrating the day, probably stripping off somewhere. Oh, there'll be Union Jacks on the breasts. That's a given. They don't actually really care about it all, but it's a good way to get attention. They will hijack anything and everything to draw the attention to them. It's enough to drive a man to drink. Oh, speaking of that, tonight will be, I believe, a Peroni night. The picture in the thumbnail represents exactly what the pheromones have become. Not a pretty sight. Take it easy, guys.